My guest this week comes from across the pond, as they like to say, over in Surrey, England. Jane Wareham, who I managed to find out about due to our publishers, I believe, sent some emails out like a lot of people do. She's a first-time author, and so I directly emailed her, and she was more than willing to come on the show and talk about it. Her book's not even out officially yet, but I guess you can find it at Amazon.com. But what caught my interest was The Journey to the Center of Yourself, which, I don't know, that seems to hit a bell with me. I don't know about you. And then also she talks about reincarnation. And that's what most of this interview is going to be about. So if you're interested in that, maybe this sheds a little light. She actually has done a lot of research in her own life about people around her who she shared many lifetimes with. And a lot of you go, come on, I don't think I believe in that. That's fine. So be it. But it's interesting to listen to. So I present Jane Wareham from Surrey, England, on this week's Out There.
Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
This week we have a guest that is from England, Surrey, England. And I got an email and I thought this might be an interesting interview. Her name is Jane Wareham. How do you say that? Wareham?
Wareham.
Wareham. And she's written a book.
Wareham, yeah.
I'm going to let you tell people what the name of your book is called.
Okay, it's called Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself.
And this is really your own spiritual journey that you've taken, right?
Yes, yeah. It was written after a series of cataclysmic events in my life, and it brought me back to sanity, I think.
Okay, so you were telling me before we started the interview a number of things that happened that kind of got you on your spiritual journey. Could you just kind of recap some of that stuff, if you don't mind, Jane?
No, that would be fine. I grew up with a father who was a medium, got quite used to having spirits around me, but realized that in the outside world that perhaps wasn't looked at as the norm. So I suppressed that side of my nature and spirituality, and I ended up finding out about my own reincarnation, firstly through a woman that my ex-husband and I went to see after his father had died, who said that he and I had been together on many lives before, sometimes as male, sometimes as female, sometimes as siblings, sometimes as friends, whatever. I didn't do much with that information. I then went to see a tarot reader in 1997 to find out whether I should concentrate on hypnotherapy or a business. And instead of answering my question, she got a crystal ball out and started channeling a spirit who, it turns out, is my spirit guide in this life, but in 1051 in Kiev was my lover. And because we were separated, I ended up dying from a broken heart. He came looking for me, found that I died, and said that he would find me again at some point. It's taken him nearly 1,000 years, but there you go.
He's found you after 1,000 years. Well, at least there's no, at least it was within a grand, 1,000 years. So you've had this experience, all these experiences, and at first you didn't believe that there might be a lot of truth to these, did you?
No, I didn't. And I ignored all of these things that were shown to me. Even though I went and investigated the Kia thing and found out that everything I'd been told was true as far as the people and the places and everything else was concerned. Then in 2004, my husband left me. And from about 2000, everything started going very badly wrong. And it culminated in meeting someone in 2004 who, it turns out, was someone that the crystal ball reader had foreseen And he had been a very pivotal part of my life in 1051, and he turned out to be very pivotal in 2004 because basically he turned my life upside down, and I ended up flat broke, extremely ill, and then he died. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and the only place I could go was inside, where I actually refound myself. And that's what led me to read the book. Write the book. So it was a very, very painful but necessary journey.
Okay, and once again, the book is called Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself. That's what I liked when I saw the title of it. And this is actually going to be released on a bigger level somewhere in July, right, you said?
Yeah, July 31st. And in fact, in the States, it's going to be available at all Barnes & Noble stores. And they're doing a promotion on it for 2 weeks, which I think are probably the first 2 weeks in August, but you'd probably have to check with them. But it's available on Amazon now. If you go onto Amazon and put in my name, I've only got two books, and the Emotional Intelligence one is there. You can order it and read it before it comes out in the shops.
Okay, her name is Jane Wareham, and she's from Surrey, England. Now, once you started to accept that these teachings of reincarnation, I mean, how does that change your thinking on things? How do you see that the bigger picture is?
Well, it transforms one's view of life and the world as we know it, because if you know that there is no such thing as death, then it's a bit of a change in the way of thinking, really. And I know why I'm here. I'm here to help people. I'm here to heal people. And I am now actually fulfilling my life's purpose, as opposed to just going through life not knowing what I'm here for. I'm also here to learn patience and faith, neither of which have been in very large supply in my life up until now. And it does mean that I realize that everything happens for a reason. There is a bigger plan than the day-to-day.
So why do you think, let me ask, because I've asked this to people before that have been on my show, why do you think we have to go through all this? Why is this going on?
Well, I think we choose to go through all of it. We choose to experience life on an earthly plane. And there are lessons that we need to learn. And it's part of being, I believe that we're all fine. And we're going to get cut off again in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But that we need to learn these things to complete ourselves. And if we accept that we need to learn these things, we can do pretty much anything.
All right. Well, I know that we're going to be having to take a break here in just a moment. Jane Wareham from Surrey, England, the author of Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself. If you'd like to find out more about Jane Wareham, go to her website, www.janewareham.com. Her name is spelled WHARAM.com. And the name of her book, which you can look for, is called Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself. It will be released soon in the United States. Otherwise, you may be able to find it at Amazon.com.
It's out there. Out there. Out there.
My name is TJ Ryan. You're listening to Out There, a program that deals with a lot of unknowns. And I think spirituality is an unknown, self-awareness. I've talked about that before. Jane Wareham from Surrey, England is my guest. And she was talking about, well, finding out that she's reincarnated. And it kind of got her started on her own spiritual journey. And Jane, and we're kind of doing this where we could have, so we made this call so we could afford it. She's, what was that service you talked about?
It's called Poke Talk, P-O-K-E Talk, and you can just Google it, and it's free calls to landlines and cell phones in the USA for 10 minutes, and then you get cut off, but then you can call back.
See, that's pretty cool, because I'm thinking, how am I going to, I can't afford to use the radio station's phone lines. I don't think they'd like that too much for an overseas call, so she used that, but we only have like short times to do the interview, so let's pick up segment two. Okay, so you believe in reincarnation. You believe that we come back and we continue to do these things by choice, right?
Yeah.
And this is just so we can learn as much as possible?
Yes. And it hinges on soul groups. I believe that we come back as part of a soul group. The thing that got me onto it, I'm going to plug another author here, is when everything went very badly wrong in 2006, and as I say, I'd been extremely ill, I'd ended up having to have an operation, I was very ill after that, etc., and I was at home feeling very sorry for myself, and a friend lent me a book called Soulmates by an English author called Sue Minns, and I thought, this is the last thing I need to read, because the relationship with this guy who turned out to be very pivotal had gone spectacularly badly wrong, and I really didn't want to know that, you know, he and I were destined to be together. But when I started to read the book, I realized that what Sue was talking about was how intense encounters, whether we perceive them to be good or bad, and are there to shape our destinies and to get us back on the right track if we're not on the right track. The book was amazing. It was a complete revelation to me. And then everything started to fall into place through the information that I'd had from other people, that I'd been here before many times, that my ex-husband had been with me before many times, and that other people, my father and other people in my life, had been with me. And what Sue says, and what I've come to believe, is that groups of souls come onto the earth plane, and they play out almost a play, if you like, that is life, and they help each other fulfill the destiny of that life. And it may be that the person who you think really hates you and gets you maybe to do things you wouldn't normally do, or gets you to find parts of yourself that were hitherto hidden, it's because they are actually helping you. I mean, in this life, obviously, they don't know that they're here to help you.
Sometimes you're saying, Jane, that maybe sometimes our worst enemy is actually doing us a great favor.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when everything went very badly wrong with this person, I really thought that my life was over. But looking back now, he did me an enormous favor, because if all that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have written the book, I wouldn't be where I am now, and I certainly wouldn't be as happy as I am.
Now, see, if you don't follow your path, are things going to happen in your life that are going to kind of jolt you to get you to follow that? Is that just kind of laid out ahead of time?
You get a poke in the ribs. I mean, we all have free will, and that's why we don't all live the perfect life that we've come here to live. But we do get poked if we don't do what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, no one can make us do what we're supposed to be doing, but, you know, eventually you get so many wake-up calls that hopefully you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up. Some people don't. Some people go through life, and then, unfortunately, they have to come back and do it all again.
So do we have a choice of coming back? You're saying, if you believe in reincarnation, can I say, no, that's enough for me, I'm done?
I don't think you can, no, because you've got a responsibility to the others in your soul group.
So I'm stuck.
Because we all need help. And you find that there are common themes. I mean, the themes in my life have been, in this life, have certainly been betrayal and jealousy and secrets and lies. And it's a case of breaking chains and actually writing my own script as opposed to reading somebody else's lines.
Mm. So do you think, before we come here, do you think we kind of have a plan? Is everything pretty well orchestrated out?
Well, I think it is. Unfortunately, where it all falls apart is that as soon as we're born, we forget that we have got a contract with these other people to actually help them in whatever they want to do. And so we sort of muddle along. But the more accepting I've become, the more I've realized that there is no such thing as coincidence, and the most incredible people have just appeared on my path since I've realized that for me this is the truth. Some amazing people have just popped up in my life, and sometimes they've popped up and they've stayed, and sometimes they've popped up, done what they needed to do and disappeared. But it's been quite incredible.
It's almost like you start drawing it to you. Once you are aware of it, you start bringing it to you?
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
You open the door to that. I know our time is going to cut off again pretty soon, but when you get on this cycle, I mean, what can you do to, if somebody wants to pursue this, what's the first thing you should do?
Go inside yourself and meditate, and find out what comes to you. I do some visualization exercises in the book. I mean, if you like, I can talk about that if you want me to come back.
Yeah, I want you to come back. Not necessarily in the next lifetime, but I mean in this lifetime, and we'll talk some more, because we're just about out of time where your phone's going to cut off here in a moment. But yeah, we'll talk about some exercises. Maybe give people an option if that's what they so choose to do, to maybe pursue that. I kind of always like that idea. So, Jane, if you don't mind holding on.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll talk more to Jane. Say your name again for me, if you would, please.
It's Jane Wareham.
Wareham. She's from, where's Surrey, England?
South of London.
Just south of London. How far, would you say? I think we lost her. So we'll take a break. She's going to call me back. This phone call, that's right, she's calling me from Surrey, England, south of London. And the name of the book, Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself. Her website, which I found interesting, is www.janewareham.com. WHARAM.com.
Out.
Coming soon to this interview, probably near you, this program is Frank Fascino. I want to get an interview with him and talk about a book he wrote called Shoot 'Em Down. And I've left some messages, and hopefully he'll get back to me soon and we'll be able to do that. It's about a program, a government program that was held in the 50s to try to bring down some of these craft. And he has some interesting facts on that. So that's an upcoming show. But if you found this program and you're not sure how you got it, maybe as a download, you go to outthere.podbean.com. You don't type in the W's, you just go to outthere.podbean.com. And if you want to leave me a message, feel free. You can dump something into the shout box. And thank you for listening.
It's Out There. Out There. Out There. Out There.
Welcome back to Out There. My guest is Jane Wareham. She is from Surrey, England. And we were talking about, she was going to tell you about what you can do to maybe start taking your own journey within. Jane, if you don't mind, maybe giving some examples.
Right. Okay. Well, I do a little bit of this in the book, and I'm going to do more in my blogs. If you go to my website, which is very imaginatively titled www.janewareham.com, you'll see my blogs, and I am going to start doing some exercises in the blogs because people have actually asked me to do that. When I was forced into myself, I found the easiest way to do it was via a form of meditation. And it doesn't have to be the sort of sitting on a mountaintop with crossed legs. You can really go anywhere that's quiet, no phones, no interruptions. Close your eyes and just imagine yourself in a safe, secure place, and put as much detail as you can into it. Try and feel textures, see colors, go deep into the picture, visualize what you're wearing, etc. And just wander around in your mind, and ask for help. Ask whoever is around you to help you. And just be aware that anyone who comes to help you is a friend. And just see where it goes. And in the book, I've got exercises on how to get in touch with your inner child. Very often your inner child is suppressed, doesn't have a voice. I now indulge my inner child a lot, and we play, and I go on the carousel, and we go walking on the beach and all of that sort of thing.
What exactly is an inner child when you say your inner child, Jane?
Well, quite often children, certainly going back to emotional intelligence, children are taught to be seen and not heard very often. And in the end, if they are ignored for long enough, they shut up. And sometimes their development is arrested. And although they physically grow, they mentally don't grow. And different facets of their personality don't grow. And if you think about it, we're all made up of lots of different aspects. There's another exercise in the book about silencing the inner critic. And if you think about it, when somebody asks you to do something or somebody suggests doing something and you say no, if you actually listen to the voice, it's probably not your own. It could be your parents, a teacher, or somebody just saying, oh, you could never do that, you're not good enough to do that. And work out whose voice it is, and then get the book and do the visualization to stop them telling you what you can and can't do, because it's your life, not theirs.
So is there something else that you could do besides, I mean, like having a good attitude, people always say, being positive and thinking good things? Do we draw things to ourselves with our attitudes and our thoughts?
Absolutely. We can change how we think. It's because a problem is only a problem if you see it as a problem. If you look at it as maybe you may break your leg, let's say, and you can't do something that you wanted to do. Maybe you need to slow down and take stock of your life. And your broken leg is a physical manifestation of needing to stop. You know, think of all the fun you can have with people waiting on you if you break your leg. It's the way that you look at life that's important. And some people have got a more cheerful disposition than others, but you can learn to be more positive. That's something else that we talk about in the book.
Do you feel like there's a direct effect on like the law of attraction? Do we bring things to ourselves with our thoughts and our feelings, good or bad?
Yes, I think we do. Yeah. And we concentrate on what we haven't got rather than what we actually want.
So maybe one of the things that they talk about, the law of attraction, one of the things to helping bring forth some positive changes is to be grateful for what you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be grateful for what you have and concentrate on visualizing in your mind living the life that you want to live, because your mind can't tell the difference between what we call reality and imagination.
Let me ask you this, Jane. Is this just a big illusion? Is this all just a big illusion right here?
Oh, that's a that's a deep one. I don't know. I really don't know. If I knew the answer to that, I would be a very wise person. I honestly don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it's all a dream, because we visit dreams anyway. But I just don't know.
I was going to also ask you, and I hope we're not out of time yet. We still got a little bit of time left, I believe. But if somebody wants to find out more, they can go to your website, and then the book, they can go right to, you said, where would we go, Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble from the 31st of July, or Amazon Now.
Go to Amazon right now.
Yeah.
And you've had a whole bunch of experiences in your lifetime. Now, do you believe the hypnotherapy that you were under, or the remembering some of the reincarnation? Have you done hypnotherapy?
Yes. I've been hypnotized, and I do hypnotize others.
And you're able to recall. Now, do you remember the previous times?
No. I can honestly say I don't. Although some of the relationships the relationships, even though they're different, if you see what I mean. I mean, for example, my father in this life was my jailer in 1051. He was actually a very, very kind man in this life, but he hated it if I wasn't within, 10 yards of the house. which is quite bizarre. And in 1051, he had his tongue cut out. And in this life, he was very much a frustrated orator. So the relationships, even though they're different, they're very similar, if you see what I mean.
Let me ask you this, Jane, because I was going to wonder this. We have more people on the planet now than we've ever had, or at least that recorded history knows. Where, if these people have lived over and over again, where did all these other people come from?
I don't know, and not everyone reincarnates. I mean, the person who is my guide now never reincarnated after 1051.
So this influx of all these extra souls here, are they here for the first time? Are they from another location?
I think they could well be from another location. And a lot of them are probably quite new.
Jane, do you see like there's a time coming where a lot of things are going to change? A lot of people have been hinting around to a change coming.
Yes, I think there is a change coming. I don't know whether it'll be in this lifetime, but I would say there is very much a change coming.
Is it like a spiritual awakening?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, for example, if you accept reincarnation, then you accept that there is no such thing as death. If I could get that message out to everyone. But of course, for a lot of people, what I'm saying is completely unacceptable.
Yeah, but maybe more and more people are waking up to this. Now, how does the Creator play a role in all this? How does God play a role? Is he just kind of watching and laughing at all our silly things that we do, or what?
No. Sort of rub salt into some wounds, I believe that we are all the Creator. We're all aspects of the divine.
So he's living through us.
Yes, and it's a creator that just is. It's not, I don't believe in this paternal.
It gives us this great freedom. What you're saying, Jane, gives us this great freedom to go and continue to learn.
Yes, we're here to learn and to love, really.
Is that the ultimate goal, to love, learn how to love on a greater level?
Yeah, love is the ultimate goal. And love ourselves as much as anyone else.
Well, thank you very much, Jane Wareham from Surrey, England. And if you don't mind giving a plug to your book and your website again, please.
Okay, the book is called Emotional Intelligence, Journey to the Center of Yourself. It's on Amazon now and will be in Barnes & Noble from July 31st, and my website is www.janewharam.com.
Now, do you think...
And as I say, there's lots of blogs and things on there, and I love people contacting me, which quite often they don't do. They read the blog, and then they send me an email, or they phone me, but... please, if you've got any questions or want to know any more, contact me. I've got an email address on the website.
Well, I thank you very much for being so patient and calling me back more than once to complete this interview.
No problem at all. I've really enjoyed it, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's great to be out there.
Some of us are really out there, right?
Yes, exactly.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.